birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也想到许许多多，我们也看到许许多多在外面的商人有许许多多不同的promotion.
We see a lot of commercial activities, the promotion that is going on.
那我们看到在感恩节后面，他们把它叫做 Black Friday， 就是大家出去买礼物，为了要送给在圣诞节的时候送给我们的至亲好友。
So we see that the day after Christmas, that's called Black Friday. We go out, we go shopping, and we prepare gift for our friends and family.
那当景气不好的时候，我们就发现，尤其今年他们把圣诞节之后的那一天 ，the day after Christmas, big sale again.
So in the economic crisis that we are facing right now, the day after Christmas, we are preparing for another big sale again.
所以在圣诞节的时候，我们就想到，我们好像要买礼物送给我们周围的人。
So in the Christmas season, that we just think about that we're going to prepare gift to give it to people who is around us.
然后我们就忘记了，好像耶稣基督自己来的时候，他说他是一个礼物要送给所有地上的人。
But we forget about the fact that Jesus Christ was here as a gift to for all people in the world.
所以当我们在送礼物的当中，我们到处在 exchange 这个礼物的时候。
So when we exchange gifts to with friends and family,
我们不要忘记耶稣基督是 the reason for the season.
So let's not forget that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season.
他自己就是一个礼物。
He is the gift himself.
有一个丈夫呢，要送太太一个生日礼物。
So there was a husband who wanted to give a birthday gift to his wife.
但就像一般的丈夫一样，他想不出来要送太太什么东西。
But like normal husband, like any of us, that he doesn't know what to give to his wife.
这几乎是所有做丈夫的问题。
That's basically the same problem of all the husbands that include me.
我也是。我们都想不出来要送太太什么礼物。
We don't know what to give to our wives.
最后这个先生呢，他就决定了，他想不出来，他就算了，他就把那个红色的丝带把自己绑起来。
So without any thought, that he actually prepared a ribbon and red ribbons and tie himself up.
然后在妻子生日的那一天
，so during on the day of her birthday,
跳到妻子面前，哒哒，生日快乐
！And he jumped in front of his wife and said, "Ta da, happy birthday!"
我把自己当做礼物送给你。
I am the gift for you.
这个太太的反应是什么？
So what do you think the reaction of his wife?
请你回家做丈夫的不要轻易尝试。
Don't try that at home.
因为她可能会说退货退货，不要这个礼物，不收。
She may say, well, it's not exactly the greatest gift I want.
那就非常 personal 了。
That probably will be too personal.
但是如果这个丈夫加上一句
，But if the husband adds another words,
我生下来就是为了来服侍你。
The purpose of my life is to serve you.
我生下来就是要来爱你。
The purpose of my life is to love you.
随便你怎么待我。
So it doesn't matter how you treat me.
我就是要满足你。
I'm going to fulfill your dreams.
这样的礼物你收不收
？Well, this type of gift, would you take it?
哦，你可能说一个都不够啊。
Well, you probably say more, more.
我们的耶稣基督来到世上 ，basically 就是做这样的事情。
So it's just like our Lord Jesus Christ, he was doing the same thing that we were talking about.
好像一个礼物一样，他送给我们。
Just like a gift that he presented himself to us.
为的是来服侍我们。
It's for the purpose to serve us.
经过许许多多的苦难。
Passing through all kinds of tribulations.
但是他的心就在我们的身上。
But his heart is always on us.
所以在这个圣诞的这个季节里面。
So during the Christmas season.
我们要从耶稣的角度来看这个世界。
So let's look at the world through the eyes or through the angle of Jesus Christ.
我们来看神所送给我们一个最大的礼物。
So let's look at the gift that the greatest gift that God gave it to us.
就是他自己不只要成为礼物送给我们，而且他要带领我们一生。
It's not that only him himself is a gift, and he's going to lead us throughout our life.
我们来打开马太福音第二章第一到三节。
Let's open Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
好，这边讲到说，当希律王的时候，我们听我来念好吗？第二章第一节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“ 那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
这样英文。So let's read it in English. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? He saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
我们都听过希律王。
We have heard about King Herod.
但是呢，我们对他可能不是有很深很深的认识。
We may not know him very well.
那我们今天就用历史的眼光，我们来看这个人物。
So let's look at him through historical facts.
来，然后来看耶稣跟他的关系。
And examine the relationship between him and Jesus.
好，我们请安华打那个PowerPoint 哈。大家知道这个2008年12月的国家地理杂志啊，National Geography， 他们的头条标题就是希律王。
So in the December 2008 issue of National Geography, the headline was the King Herod.
因为他的墓穴是最近去年的时候被挖出来，那在今年的时候呢，旁边的那个陪葬的也挖出来。
That's because his tomb was discovered last year, and this year, people were buried with him was discovered.
所以大家对希律的认识就更深刻了。
So that people have a better understanding of who King Herod was.
那我们都知道希律呢，他不是犹太人，他是以东人。
So King Herod was not a Jew, he was an Edomite.
他生在耶路撒冷。
He was born in Jerusalem.
他的爸爸叫安提帕特。
And his father was Antipater.
他爸爸曾经解救罗马皇帝有功劳。
So his father was rescued the emperor of Rome and was awarded.
所以他被立为犹大、耶路撒、撒玛利亚还有加利利的整个的省长。
So he was governor over Judea, Samaria, and Galilee.
后来在发生了一件事情，是罗马皇帝被人暗杀。
So the emperor of the Rome was assassinated.
所以在整个罗马帝国震动的当中，他的爸爸也被人家毒死了。
And so King Herod's father was also poisoned to death.
在这个混乱当中呢，这个帕提亚人就来入侵整个耶路撒冷。
So during this the crisis, everything was a mess. The Parthians came and overtook Jerusalem.
所以在这个当中，希律他就去报告罗马政府。
So Herod went and reported this to the Roman government.
说有外族侵略了，我们要来想办法来应付。
So that Jerusalem was overtaken by outsiders, so let's try to retake the Jerusalem.
就当时的罗马的元老院呢，他们就派想要派这个希律呢去等于是平乱。
So the Senate of the Roman Empire at that time sent Herod back to trying to settle unrest.
没想到呢，顺便呢就封他为犹大的治理的王，犹大王。
So at the same time, they charter him as the king of Judea.
这是希律从来没有想到的事情，他会成为一个犹大的王。
And that wasn't part of his plan for Herod.
就他就带着军队去打，然后经过三年呢，就把这个乱平定了。
So when he took the Roman army, it took 3 years, and then he successfully took back the Jerusalem.
所以他在主前37年开始治理这个犹大这个地方。
So he became the governor of Judea in 37 BC.
他成为犹大的王，一直做了34年。
And he became the king of Judea for about 34 years.
所以在当时的一个环境里面，他是一个不是本身不是一个犹太人，但是他来治理这个犹大地。
So he wasn't a Jew, but he was ruling over the Jews.
另一方面，他又有一个罗马政府，他需要去靠拢，需要去拉拢。
And at the same time, he needed to make alliance to the Roman Empire.
所以一方面是左边是罗马政府，然后呢，这边右边呢是耶路撒冷，他要去治理。
So on one side that's in the Roman Empire, the other side was the people in Jerusalem and the Judea that he has to rule over.
所以呢，他在整个他的一生当中呢，建造了许许多多的建筑物。
So he built a lot of buildings throughout his life.
都带着政治目的。
For political reasons.
所以在这国家地理杂志里面啊，你可以看到那个小字啊 ，Architect of the Holy Land， 看得到那个小字吗
？So in the subtitle of the National Geographic. It says architect of the Holy Land.
因为他实在建造了许许多多的建筑物，是非常宏伟、非常大的。
That's because like he actually built a lot of majestic buildings.
但是他真正的目的都是带着政治，一方面要拉拢罗马政府，另一方面要安抚当地的犹太人。
But most of them is for a political purpose. One is to, for both the Roman Empire as well as the Jewish people.
让我们来看一下他的丰功，所谓的丰功伟业哈。
So let's look at what he has done.
从北边就有一个盖萨利亚，盖萨利亚的一个 harbor 一个港口。然后呢，到了撒玛利亚，这个地方他有新的把这个城就新建筑起来。然后呢，耶利哥又有建筑，一直到耶路撒冷的圣殿，这是最有名的。耶稣时代的圣殿，还有在南边有一个希律堡，最后一个马赛大堡。
So that's coming from the north. There's a harbor called Caesarea, and then there was a city called Sebaste, and in Jericho they rebuilt Jericho, as well as the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Then he went down to Herodium, as well as Masada.
然后我们再往下看，我们来看盖萨利亚港，这是一个人工造的一个港口。
So in the port in up north in the Caesarea, there is it was a man-made harbor.
这是历史上第一个人工的港口。
It was the first man-made harbor in the world.
造了十二年，而且是用当时的一个技术，就是在水泥可以在水里面凝固这样子的技术，是头一次用在建造港口上面。
So it took 12 years, and then it was using the technology at that time is when the Cement can be hardened in the wet conditions.
所以这不只建造一个港口，他把整个城市就建造起来。
So it's not just a harbor; he actually built an entire city around it.
这当中有剧场，就我们在那边所看到的一个半圆形剧场，到今天还在。
So you can see the amphitheater that was in Caesarea.
还有一个竞技场，它像可以跑马的那种竞技场。
As well as you can see here in the hippodrome,
还有他造了自己的王宫以及大神庙
，and he built the he basically built a palace for himself as well as a temple.
所以他在这个里面，大家可以看到，这是后代我们今天的人想象中他所建造的这个盖萨利亚港。
So this is a artistic representation of what he did.
但是这个地方没有水
，but Around here, there is no source of water.
所以希律德就想了一个，他就建造了一个水道。
So he built an aqueduct.
这个水道呢，高大概有十尺高，大概三公尺。
So that was about 10 feet high.
然后有十几公里长。
It's about 10 plus kilometers long.
所以从加密山的水源，把那个水一直引到盖萨利亚港。
So he took the water from Mount Carmel and took all the way to the port of Caesarea.
这是非常大的一个工程。
It was a pretty big achievement at that time.
他把这个港口叫做盖萨利亚港。
And he named the port called Caesarea.
就是为了要来崇敬盖萨，所谓的罗马皇帝。
It was because he was trying to kind of like dedicated this one to Caesar Augustus.
一方面呢。能够跟罗马有更多的联络，因为罗马在西边，所以跟罗马有更多的联络，他需要一个港口。
So he used that as a base to have a further more communication with Rome.
所以建造整个这个城市呢，都是带着政治目的。
So he built this city for political reasons.
他还在这个撒玛利亚城把它建造成一个国防的要塞。
And he also built the city of Samaria to be a fortress.
然后里面呢，他盖了一座神庙，是专门供奉皇帝盖萨的一个庙。
And he built a temple for the Roman Emperor.
所以呢，他也是把这个皇帝把他神格化，变成一个神一样。
So he almost kind of put the emperor of the Rome Empire as almost the same level as God.
所以这是他讨好罗马政府的一些手段。
So that was the means that he used to be in alliance with the Roman Empire.
另一方面呢，他也要讨好犹太人，因为他治理整个犹大地，不希望整个犹大有动乱。
At the same time, he need to make sure that he make peace with the Jewish people that he rule over.
首先，他是一个以东人，但是呢，他归信了犹太教。
So first of all, he was an Edomite, but his religious affiliation was Judaism.
他为了巩固他自己的地位呢，他就跟他的妻子就离婚，然后娶了另外一个当时犹大的哈斯摩尼王朝里面的公主。
So just to keep his power, that he actually divorced his first wife, Doris, and then he took the princess of a Hasdonian dynasty.
然后呢，他做了一个更大的事情，就是在耶路撒冷呢，他盖了一个圣殿。
And he built a holy temple in Jerusalem.
这个圣殿的工程呢，是超过，当然远超过摩西的会幕，更超过所罗门当时盖的圣殿。
So the size of the scale of this temple is far beyond the tabernacle or the one that built by Solomon.
他从主前20年开始盖，一直盖到主后64年才完工。他死了的时候都还没盖完。
So he started in 20 BC and it finished at 64 AD. While after he was dead, the building was still continuing.
所以呢，他花了八十几年的时间盖，结果没想到呢，主后七十年，就是在六年以后，整个圣殿就被毁掉了。
So he took 84 years to build a holy temple, but he didn't think that after 6 years in AD 70 it was actually destroyed by Roman Empire.
这个圣殿非常的大，它有多大呢？它的长有大概450公尺，宽大概有300公尺。
So how big was the temple? Was on the length and the width, it is 450 meters by 300 meters.
这样子是多大？可能我们都还没概念，但是很简单，它差不多有35个 acre.
So just imagine it's 35 acres large.
然后在这个这么大的一个圣殿里面呢，它那光那个墙就有差不多18公尺高。
Just the wall of the temple is about 18 meters high.
然后大家可以看到那个地基是垫起来的，那个地基。就是整个里面的那个面啊，它大概是有12公尺高。
So just the floor, the base is elevated and it's about 12 meter high.
所以上面的人看下面的人大概有12，就是有12公尺深，这样子看下去。
So when you stand
落差12公尺。
So when you are on the floor of the holy temple, you have about 12 meters of difference.
上面的那个殿顶呢，有45公尺高。
So the roof of that temple is 45 meters high.
是非常高大的一个建筑。
It's a pretty big building.
所以大家可以想到，当时耶稣被试探，被魔鬼试探的时候，魔鬼说：“你可以从殿顶跳下来啊，那个死者会拖住你的脚。”
So when Jesus was tempted by the devil, he did say something that you can jump from the roof of the building and the angel will catch you.
可见得当时的圣殿是多么的雄伟，跳下来会死人的，很高啊。
So you can imagine how tall the building is.
当时这个圣殿盖好的的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose for that for Herod to build a holy temple?
就是为了好像讨好犹太人，让他们有个敬拜的地方。
He was trying to make peace with Jewish people so they can worship in this place.
另外一个目的就是每一年有三个节日，各地的犹太人都会回到耶路撒冷来敬拜。
Another purpose was there was three feasts of festivals that all the Jewish people will come to Jerusalem to worship.
在敬拜当中，就可能有数十万人来，所以这是一个很大的商机啊。
So there's many people who travel long to come to Jerusalem. That represent the opportunity for commerce.
所以他不只要拉拢犹太人，而且呢，他想赚点钱。
So not only that he wanted to make peace with the Jewish people, he wanted to make a profit out of it.
所以这就是我们所认识的大希律王。
So that was the King Herod.
但是他真正可怕的呢，是在下面。
But that's not all that he was. Is something more dreadful afterwards.
这个人非常的可疑，而且非常的狡猾。
So not only he didn't trust anybody, that he was very candid.
到了一个地步，有些历史学家说他根本就患了 personality 的 disorder， 我不知道中文怎么翻译。
So 失心症嘛 ，something like。
所以他呢，只要他有十个妻子，还有十几个孩子。
So he was 十个，
他有十个太太，还有十几个孩子。
So he has 10 wives and 10 plus children。
那周围的人，他只要怀疑谁有篡位的能力呢，他就要去把他杀掉。
So when he doubt anybody who wanted overtook his throne, he would just kill them.
所以为了政治目的，他娶的那个妻子，犹太人的妻子呢，他就把他杀了。
So earlier that we talked about that he married the princess for a political reason, and he actually killed her afterwards.
他杀了他的岳母。
So he executed his mother-in-law.
他杀了他的儿子。
He killed his son.
然后他的大儿子又要继承他王位的，就在他这个希律王死前五天，因为怀疑他要对他不利，就把他杀了。五天死前。
So, 5 days before his death, he was doubting that his elder son will overtake his throne. So he has it executed.
所以该萨亚古斯都啊，就是罗马皇帝，他就说啊，你做希律的猪啊，比做希律的儿子更好。
So Caesar was actually said it is much better to be the pig for injure Herod instead of the son of Herod.
所以他到晚年的时候呢，因为这种个性呢一直养成，所以他基本上内脏已经溃烂了。
So because of that, his internal organ was completely rotten.
然后历史学家形容他脚部也肿，浮肿。
So was the feet are all swollen.
然后呢，有性病缠身。
So he was sickened by the sexual transmitted disease.
甚至还有非常严重的口臭，到一个地步呢，连希律王自己都想死了。
So he was have a bad mouth, bad breath, and to the point that he wanted to die.
那我们今天的这个研究的学者呢，就推测他呢可能患有梅毒，患有。糖尿病患有肝硬化，我不知道他们怎么得到这个那。
So the scholar nowadays believe that he not only have the STD as well as liver issues as well as diabetes.
所以他死之前呢，他还做了一件事情，更让人觉得不能想象的事情。
But that was one thing that he did that was beyond people's imagination before he died.
他把国内里面有名的几百个领袖呢，把他们骗到耶利哥的一个大剧院里面去。
So he summoned about hundreds of leaders and get them to in the theater of Jericho.
然后就把他们关在那个地方。
And he locked them up there.
然后他告诉他的妹妹说，如果有一天我死了，你就立刻把这些关起来的人全部杀掉，还有他们的家属，总共两三千人。
So he told his sister that when I die, kill them all.
因为呢，如果我死的话呢，我知道全耶路撒冷、全犹大地没有人会为我哭。
Oh, that's because I know that when I die, there is nobody will mourn for me.
可能很多人在路上敲锣打鼓在庆祝开 party.
And maybe there were people celebrating my death.
但是如果把这些人杀了以后，一定全地都在大哭。
And if I kill all those leaders, then everybody will be mourning for the loss of the leaders.
还好他的妹妹呢，虽然口头答应，但是没有真正的去做。
So luckily, his sister, although she said yes, but she didn't do it after she died.
所以当他的那个棺木被挖出来的时候呢，可以看到那个棺木是石头硬石头做的，但是基本上已经被敲烂了。
So when they excavated the tomb, although the coffin was made out of stone, there's not the coffin was broken.
所以大家就在推测说，基本上很多的报复，他尸体也找不到，可能被鞭尸的都不一定。
And they couldn't find his body, so that it may be destroyed by the people.
所以这就是希律他的个性。
That was the personality of Herod.
他一生当中只在乎一件事情。
There was only one thing he cared about.
我能不能成为犹大帝的王 forever?
Whether I can be the king over Judea forever.
我们再看这个圣殿的图啊，这边可以很高，那西墙留下来，今天的所谓的哭墙哈。
So that's the western wall of the holy temple. That is the wailing wall.
大概十八公尺高。
It's about 18 meter high.
这是他所盖的马赛大堡。
So that was the Masada.
是一个非常特别的一个建筑。
That's very, very, very special.
你看到那个有三层，这边有看到有三层哈。
There was basically three level to the this.
那三层他就把王宫这样三层盖在那边。
Okay, at that time, this is artistic impression, so they think that it is a palace.
好，这是一个模型。
Okay, that was the model.
然后这是他的墓。
That's his tomb.
他的死的时候就埋葬在这里。
That's where he was buried.
好，我们可以看到这个墓的状况。
Yeah, that was the tomb.
然后这就是我们刚刚所提到他的棺材。
That was his stone coffin.
现在已经是支离破碎。
Yeah, well, you can see it was all broken.
所以他盖了许多这个建筑，但是都有政治目的。
So Herod the Great was a remarkable architect, but all his work has political reasons.
所以当可以想到这样的一个人做在犹大做王。
So we can imagine that for people like him who was the king over Jewish people.
当有博士，东方来的博士来这个来到他的面前问他一个问题。
So when the wise man came over from the east and asked him a question.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
Where was the king of the Jew who he was born?
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
当希律听见以后，
So when he heard that,
圣经上描写他就心里不安。
So Herod was disturbed.
因为这跟他长久以来的信念是相冲突的。
Because that was it came in conflicts with whatever he believed in.
还有其他人可以做犹太人的王吗？
Is there anybody else who can be the king of the
Jews? 除了我以外，不准许有任何人在犹大地做王。
So beside myself, there shouldn't be anybody who will be the king of the Jewish people.
只要是对他的王位有威胁的，一律就把他除灭掉。
So anybody who was endangered to his throne, he will have him executed.
所以大家可以想象，为什么希律要把伯利恒两岁以内的孩子全部杀掉
？So you can imagine why he executed all boys under age of two in Bethlehem.
跟他过去的历史所做的事情，其实你大家就不会觉得意外，他就是这样的人。
So that's it doesn't come into surprise when he will do that because of his personality.
这是他最重要一生最重要的事情，就是要确保他的王位。
So that was the most important thing of his life is to ensure and secure his throne.
当我们想到这里的时候，我们每一个人其实我们都可以回想一下啊，其实希律王虽然活在2000年前，但是好像也活在我们的心里面。
But when we think about that, although King Herod lived about 2,000 years ago, but it's as if he actually lived today.
我们每一个人生下来，我们都好像习惯要自己做王，自己掌管自己的一生。
So when we were born, we were very used to, we want to be king for ourselves.
当谁来告诉我们说不行，你要这样，你要那样的时候，我们心里就不安。
Yeah, so when people are telling us what to do, it disturbs us.
好像我们每一个人都习惯成为一个希律王。
It's just like we are all very used to be King Herod ourselves.
当小 baby 生下来的时候，我们就发现他就是个小希律王。
So when the little baby was born, he was just like a little King Herod.
他肚子饿了呢，他就哭。
So when he or she was hungry, he or she will cry.
不管你是在睡觉，不管你是在安静，在祷告，在读经，在聚会，他就要哭。
It doesn't really matter whether you are sleeping or resting or praying or do anything else. When he is hungry, he cries.
然后呢，他要你抱。
And he want you to hold him.
有的人抱呢，坐着抱都可以。
There's some people who can hold this baby when sitting down.
有的人呢，抱不行，要站着抱。
And some people have to hold him while standing.
有的人抱呢，他站着抱他还不行，还在哭。他说你要走着抱，他还要唱一些儿歌。
There are some people that you know.
摇一摇。
Well, need to kind of like cradle the baby a little bit.
好像一只马会欺负人呢。
一只马 ，Okay, all right. It's like a horse that will bully people.
所以这就是我们天生下来的一个小希律的个性，在我们的心里面。
So that's the natural self when we were born.
当我们生下来的时候呢，在罗马书六章十二节里面讲到，他说：“不要容罪在你们的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。”
So Romans chapter 6 verse 12 says, "Therefore, do not let sin reign over your reign in your mortal body, So that you obey its evil desires.
讲到我们顺从身子的私欲的时候，罪就成为我们的王。
So when we talk about that, when we follow the lust of our body, then the sin reign over us.
所以怎么样我们罪怎么样成为我们的王呢？就是当我们顺从自己的私欲以后，罪就变成我们的王了。
So the sin become our king is because when we follow the desire of the lust of our body.
那当我们面对我们的私欲的时候，我们说：“哎呀，其实罪常常在做我们的王。”
So when we face our sins and we will think about, oh, gee, that the sin is very, sin can.
我们常常会因为自己的一些私欲呢，所以就变成我们被交在。罪的手上变成一个奴隶。
Because of an evil desire that we gave ourselves to the sin.
所以在罗马书七章二十一节那边有很有名的一个经文。
So in Romans chapter 7,
12, 七章二十一节
21.
里面讲到说，我觉得有个律，当我愿意为善的时候，就有恶与我同在。
So I find this law at work. When I wanted to be good, evil is right there with me.
因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得我心中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我去服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
这边就讲到，当我愿意为善的时候呢，他觉得我心中觉得有个律啊。在我的里面，当我愿意为善的时候呢，就有恶与我同在了。
So when I wanted to be good, there was another part that's evil is with me.
所以我就给他取个名字，这是什么律呢
？So what kind of law is this?
这就是西律。
That cannot be translated.
The law of Herod. 这是一种要自己做王的一种律。
That's the law of wanting to be your own king.
我们不要圣灵来做我们的主，我们要自己来成为我们的主。
We don't want that the Holy Spirit to be our own Lord and King. We want to be our own king.
That's why 我们今年一整年的时间，我们就在操练怎么样在圣灵当中结出圣灵的所谓的果子。
So that's why we talk about in throughout this year, we talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
这是不容易的事情，因为我们要昧着要 against 我们的本性。来行神的道路。
It wasn't easy because we're doing the way of the Lord against our own body.
我们在里面有许许多多的罪性或者 sinful nature 这种私欲，我们要来对付。
Because there's a lot of evil desire, lust that we have to deal ourselves.
因为我们是这样的一个天然人，对里面来讲，我们不要神。
Because inside of us, for natureperson, we don't want God.
我们在里面不要受管制。
For the inner part of ourselves, we don't want to be controlled.
在外面的环境，我们也要做王。我们希望外面所有的环境都照着我们的想象去发生。
So outside environment, we actually wanted to be king as well.
所以很多的时候，我们遇见不好的环境的时候，我们心里就非常的愁苦。
So we got frustrated when the outside environment is not following what we think.
因为它跟我们心里面所要的东西不一样。
It's because it's not the same as what we want.
好像我们刚才所在嘉瑜带我们在敬拜的时候提到这个经济不好的时候。
Yeah, when嘉瑜在 was here doing the worship leading 的时候 talking about the financial crisis that we're facing right now.
我们现在所面临的可以说是大萧条，在以前的大萧条以来，这么多年以来，真的是最严重的一次经济危机。
Yeah, this is probably the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
我们发现许许多的人心情就受很大的影响。
So a lot of us, the emotional is very disturbed.
甚至把这样的情绪带到工作上，带到家里面，让周围的人都受到影响。
And we bring this being stressed state to people who is around us or at work.
好像整个人就陷在一种情绪里面，非常的 depressed.
So it's like everybody was trapped in this state of mind, being very depressed.
我倒觉得这是一个考验基督徒信这个灵命的一个蛮好的机会。
So this is an opportunity for to examine how we do in being a Christian.
当我们看见外在环境跟我们的想象不一样的时候，我们怎么办
So when we see the outside environment different from what we think, what should we do?
圣灵喜乐的果子是不是还在我们的身上？
Yeah, the joy and the fruit of the Spirit is still on with us.
有一次耶稣在临死之前跟那个西门啊彼得讲了一句话。
So before Jesus died, he said something to Simon.
他说西门西门撒旦要得着你们好像好宰你们好像宰麦子一样。
So he says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to shift you as a wheat.
就是那个拿那个筛子这样筛啊，那个不好的细的掉下去，上面是剩下的。
Yeah, it's like when you do the baking the wheat, you doing the sifting.
就讲到有一个震动在当中。
It's talking about shaking.
把好的跟坏的就分开来了。
So you separate the good from the bad ones.
把属灵的跟属世界的就分开了。
And you separate the one that belong to the world and belong to God.
所以我们是不是在这样的环境当中，我们可不可以让神来做主？
So during the environment of a bad environment, are we going to allow God to be our king?
所以当这三个博士，或者是几个博士来问，希律王，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？这个问题。
So when those wise men came and asked King Herod,Where was the one who was born as the king of Jews?
实际上，圣经是借这个故事，另外有一个隐喻在里面，是问我们每一个人一个问题。
So at the same time, this one is a parable almost, they're asking us the same question.
因为我们每一个人都是所谓的犹太人，所谓的真以色列人。
Because we are each one of us is so-called Jewish.
他会问我们说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
They were asking us, where is the one who was born to be the king of the Jews?
那生在我们心里面要成为我们的王的那个在哪里？
And where was the person to be our king in our heart?
我们是不是很多的时候我们自己做王把那个心里面的那个王就丢掉了？
So isn't that a lot of time that we want to be a king over ourselves and discarded the one that the king in our heart?
有一首儿歌我不知道大家有没有听过啊。他唱到我们心中两个王。
So there was a worship song sung by children. There was talking about two. There was two king.
我们心中两个王，看看哪个比较强。一个要我下地狱，一个要我上天堂。下地狱的是魔鬼，上天堂是天国王。信靠耶稣得进天堂。听过的请举手。哦，感谢主。我很羡慕从小就成为基督徒的基督徒。
So I envy those people who was Christian when they were young.
因为当我要唱儿歌给我小朋友听的时候，我只会一两首。
So
基督徒所谓教会的儿歌。
That's because when I only know a few songs that for the young Christians.
所以就很难教养出敬虔的下一代。
So that will be hard for me to train the Christian that was royal.
另外一件事情就是，当希律王他在自己做王的时候，我们就发现他心里不安。但是另外呢，圣经下面讲说，哇，连合成的人也不安。
So when King Herod was disturbed, the Bible said that all Jerusalem was also.
当希律王自己做王的时候，他要谋杀他周围的任何有可能做王的人，所以造成所有的人都不安。
So when King Herod was alive, he will kill whoever who threatened his throne. So the entire Jerusalem is disturbed.
因为一个人做王心里不平安，会使得所有旁边的人都跟着不平安。
That's because when the King Herod was not at peace with him, then the people who is around them is not at peace.
这就是我们今天所面临到的一个非常普遍的一个问题，就在这里。
And that is a common problem that we face today.
因为我们世界上太多的希律王。
That's because we have way too many King Herod around us.
然后有一个希律王，周围的人就心里不安。
And when there was one King Herod around us, then the entire people, all the people who is around him, is disturbed.
两个希律王放在一起的话，两个希律王自己不安，彼此又不安。
So when there's two King Herods together, of obviously when they will fight against each other, and people around them are not at peace.
当一群希律王摆在一起的时候，自己每一个人都不安，大家又都不安。
So when there is a group of King Herod together, then everybody was not at peace.
所以当我们自己做王的时候，我们不止自己不安，我们影响到别人，周围的人就跟着都倒霉。
So when we want to be the king for ourselves, then all people who are around us are troubled.
我记得我在初中的时候，有一次我到一个同学家去玩。
So when I was in the middle school, I went to the house of my classmates.
这一家人很有意思。我一进门的时候，他的妈妈就在那边骂人。
So that was interesting. When I entered his house, his mother was scoring.
我相信已经骂了一阵，因为那个是不是刚开始的那种语气，是已经是高峰了。
So I think she was right in the middle of scoring when I entered the house.
基本上她在骂她的丈夫，一直骂，一直骂。
Basically, she was quarreling against her husband.
然后我们这个同学，我们一起到他家，进门以后呢，这个同学进去找他妈妈。
So when I entered the house with my classmates, he actually went into the room of his mother.
所以这个妈妈呢，现在原来是骂爸爸，现在转过来开始骂他儿子，继续骂，语气还是维持高调，没有下来。
So when my classmate entered into the room of his mother, originally she was against her husband. Now she was against my classmates.
哎，有趣的事情是，她一直骂，一直骂，骂到一个地步，噗。没声音了。
And what's very interesting that she was right in almost in the climax of her episode, and all of a sudden everything drops. There's no sound.
大家知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为她晓得有外人来了。因为我那同学轻轻的讲了一声，有同学来了。
Well, the reason is, of course, she knows there was outsider in the house.
当她知道有外人来的时候，她的声音 right down stop.
So when she knew there was an outsider in the house, she stopped immediately.
好像一个开关一样，马上可以 off.
Just like a switch, you can.
那我就是在想，哎，为什么他之前不 off？ 这为什么这知道有外人来了，他就 off， 马上就可以 off？
But so I was thinking that how come she wasn't off earlier? That all of a sudden when she knows when I was here there, she turned off.
他可不可以 control 他的脾气
？Whether she can control her temper?
可以的。
Is of course possible.
愿不愿意
？Whether she's willing.
不愿意
probably not.
所以呢，事情就让周围的人很 suffer.
So that means that her action caused all the people that was around her suffers.
所以当我听见声音停了以后呢，我心里也不安了。
So when I hear that voice, that obviously I was troubled.
所以我也不想在这个家继续待下去，那我就。借了一个故，然后就回家了，不在他家待了。
So I found an excuse and left his house really quick.
所以你会发现，当你如果是自己做王的时候，你的周围的人一定会因为你而 suffer.
So you'll find out that when you were the king over yourself, and the people all around you will suffer.
你自己也会 suffer.
And you yourself will suffer.
如果我们让耶稣来做我们王的时候。
So if we let Jesus to be our king,
我们能够 peaceful,
and we will be very peaceful.
周围的人叫如沐春风，我很喜欢这四个字。
And then the people around us will be at peace, almost like in the springtime.
我记得那个丽燕姐，她回就是她在这边工作的时候。
And when I can remember Sister Li Yan when she was here,
她就跟我讲，她说她那个工作好得不得了。
She said she had an excellent job.
什么工作呢？
What job was it?
就是服侍那些退休的神职人员。
So she was serving those people who is retired from the work of God.
那些老神父。
Those pastor who retired.
哦，他帮他们在服侍他们的时候，这些老神父对他都是嘘寒问暖。
So when she was serving them, then the pastor really was asking, treating her very nicely.
非常的关心她，非常的 care 她。
Yeah, they care about her.
斯文有礼。
And very polite.
这是她的工作环境。
That's her working environment.
这是一个像天堂一样的工作。
It's almost like heaven.
所以如沐春风。
So almost like living in the springtime.
所以当我们来到，当我们在这个世上的时候，我们怎么做？不止我们受影响，我们其他周围的人都跟着受影响。
So when we are in the world, whatever we do, people around us will be impacted by us.
所以今天耶稣就问我们一个问题。
So Jesus is asking us a question.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
Where was those who was born as the king of the Jews?
是我们做王还是耶稣做王？
Do we want to be the king over ourselves or that Jesus be our king?
我们这一次圣诞节的1312的那个 celebration， 我们每一个家庭都出节目。
So during the celebration, about 2 weeks ago for the Christmas,
我们家也想要出一个节目。
And we, our family has one episode or drama.
出什么节目呢？
What kind of episode was that?
我们觉得说好像神给我们这么多人啊，人多势众，唱两首歌好像不以为敬意啊，诚意不够。
So we were thinking about what to do for that celebrations, and we were thinking that, well, since we have that many people in our house, we probably shouldn't just sing.
所以我们就想了说，那我们就来编一个剧，叫做新的这个玛利亚传啊，耶稣传。
So we thought about doing a drama for the new interpretations of the Jesus was born.
我们的题目叫做三个客店主人。
And our title was Three Innkeeper.
然后呢，我们就设计了我知道我们那天演的，那我们知道有许多人either是不在或者看不懂，因为很多的闹场了。
And when we were there, now some of you may not hear, and some of you may not know exactly what it was all about.
简而言之，就是约瑟跟玛利亚来到了伯利恒。
So in short, that basically there Joseph and Mary came to us, the city of Bethlehem.
他们要找旅馆住，但是呢，都找不到。
And they were trying to find an inn to stay, but they couldn't find it.
所以来到了第一个旅馆，那个旅馆呢是非常要钱的一个旅馆。
So he came to the first inn, and then the innkeeper was basically finance in mind only.
所以呢，看他们穷，就把他们赶走了。
So he chased them away because they look poor.
那个是我演的哈。
That was me.
因为我知道我妈妈都还搞不清楚，说 Joseph 不是应该那个带进来的，你是 Joseph 应该演那个字吗？那是什么东西
？So that was me. That was the innkeeper.
第二个就是是贝蒂师母演的。
And the second innkeeper was Betty.
就是律法主义的一个旅馆。
And that was the inn for as the law.
看见这个玛利亚怀孕，居然肚子里的孩子不是约瑟的。
And she saw the child that Mary had wasn't the child from Joseph.
就觉得这些人是非常的离经叛道。
So she basically thought that those people are just totally disgraced.
所以就把他们赶走了。
So she chased them away.
就来到第三个 motel。
And she went. They all went to the third motel.
然后我们要把它设计成最烂的一个 hotel， 因为是耶稣他是被赶到马棚去了，所以这是一个很烂的 hotel.
So we try to design this one to be the worst hotel.
那叫它 Motel 6是最烂的。
They call it Motel 6 was the worst.
所以我们把它加了一点叫 Motel 0.6， 因为连6都没有。
So we actually called it Motel 0.6 because it was not even Motel 6.
所以到后来演到最后呢，说大家那一幕不知道还记不记得
？And when we pretty much to the end, we don't know whether people remember that.
当我们所有的人、所有的 hotel 的主人、所有的这牧羊人，我们大家要来找耶稣的时候
，So all the innkeeper, the shepherd was trying to find Jesus.
然后呢，安华在后面操作灯光
，And David was at the back in the AV room controlling the lights.
当所有的人聚集到马棚来的时候。
Everybody came to the stable.
要来敬拜主耶稣。
And want to worship God.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
可是灯光打开的时候。
And when the light turned on.
Where's Jesus?
Jesus wasn't there.
大家如果不知道的话 ，Jesus 是我们那个 Nathan 三个月的那个真的 baby.
So,
Jason.
Jesus was real, and that was Jason.
Where's Jason? Where's Jesus?
Where's Jesus?
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里
？And where was the one who was born as the king of Jews?
这虽然是一个unexpected 一个结果啊。
Although it was very unexpected.
哦，我觉得神才有他的美意啊。
And what God has a reason behind it.
我觉得我们下次要编的话，编剧我们再这样编。
And so next time we'll probably want to do it for real.
所以呢，我们要演这样的戏，也不需要一个 baby。
And we don't really need a baby next time.
因为我们心里面常常没有这个 baby.
And that's because we don't have this baby in our heart.
求神帮助我们。
And so I ask God to help us.
让我们常常想到。
That we think about.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
We think about often where was the one who was born as the king of the Jews.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，在2000年前，借着耶稣基督，你的独生爱子降生，你带下了一个救恩，不只让我们得着永生，你更应许我们要有得着更丰盛的生命。所以我们愿意你成为我们的主。当我们接受你的时候，我们就有这样的意愿，让你来带领我们，掌管我们的一生。可是多少时候我们就随着自己的心意，我们随着自己的意思而行，落在私欲里面，落在罪里面，我们忘了谁是我们的王。主啊，在这个节期，借着这一句话，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？你再次来提醒我们，来帮助我们，让我们心里面能够让耶稣基督，让你自己的救恩，让你自己的道路成为我们的主，圣灵在我们的生命当中掌权，好叫我们所行的，我们所说的，我们所想的，都在你的旨意当中。我们谢谢主，继续的带领我们这几天的时间，一直到我们迎接新的一个年度，我们相信新的恩典、新的带领都在那里。我们要来到你的面前，献上我们的感谢，求主帮助我们。我们将祷告、感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。我们来接下来唱一首诗歌。